Dating Game is a mashup between Star Realms, one of the deck builders that we really enjoy playing, and an indie tabletop role-playing game called Starcrossed. It was pitched to me by my Ryan equivalent, my friend Peter, my childhood best friend. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
I'm Hunter Pence, and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we give away our bishops for free. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason. Where are we?
Feedback from our games.
Yes.
I continue to be overwhelmed is not the right word. Excited is not the right word. Blown away is a little bit hyperbolic. I continue to be pleasantly surprised by the level of detail and interest that members of Discord decide to give us about what we're doing on the show here. The feedback we got about Supermarket Game was incredibly thorough.
More thorough than like the work I put into creating the game.
And like led to valuable discussion behind the scenes about what our next steps for the games might be. And Colacoma had some really great ideas about in our discussion that we correctly identified that moving lanes in Supermarket Game should be more of the focus of the game. And so from the personal investment side of the project, it's always nice to know that there are people that are invested in what we're doing and care enough to share feedback. That's the thing that is always striking to me about the week after a show.
Yeah, the clear miss for me, and we talked about it just one line on the show, but more afterwards, was how the game evolved from where I wanted it to be, which was about changing lanes and like picking new lanes. And it became more about the time tokens, unfortunately, which is more of a mechanic than more of like the theme of the game, which was indecision and choosing the wrong line.
I agree. I think that was where we strayed. I think the framing of the cards was really flavorful. The way that Ryan mentioned, like the labeling of the cards was very on theme with being in a supermarket. But I agree that refocusing towards moving lanes versus what we're doing with the cards and time tokens does pull the game back more into thinking about the theme and then the theme driving the mechanics of the game based on the story of that skit that you told us about. You know, you always wanted that person like, oh, they're going over here. Now they're going over there. It was even in the silly name of the game that we had, I want to be over there.
I wish
I were over there. On the flip side, in thinking back about MMA Gauntlet, I thought a lot about how after we played, you were like, I could see this as spaceships. I could see this as sea monsters. I could see this as the other ways that you described it. And it didn't have that flavor or like thematic feeling to it.
Yeah. I wanted to see like seals fighting dolphins.
And it hurt me. Like it didn't hurt me in like a, it hurt me a little bit in that when I was playing the game, I was very much thinking like, oh yeah, the names, like it's Grappler versus Counterpuncher. And I had this set of like pictures and movement and things in my head that was very entrenched in the MMA theme, and it just wasn't in the game. And so it was kind of, in looking back, I find it very disappointing.
And so I think that's one of the biggest takeaways for us in those last two episodes is, you know, we came into it thinking, you know, do we want to approach our game from thematics? Do we want to approach it from mechanics? And I think one of the things that we've talked about is I think we need that bi-directional approach where theme kind of dictates the mechanics and that there's synergy between both.
And it's the theme that drives the development of the mechanics, right? Like that's what you're saying, where we want to always be, you want to have your very crystal clear, this is the theme, this is the player experience. And then the art of the design, right, is to find mechanics that then contribute to the user, the play experience of matching what we're working on in the theme or what the target for the theme is.
And boom, Starcrossed Realms.
You told me I couldn't call it that.
You absolutely cannot call this game Starcrossed Realms. However, today we're going to be talking about a new game, dating game. We can't call it Starcrossed Realms. What can we call it?
We'll get back to you on that.
Dating game for now. For today, we're gonna call it dating game.
Dating game for now.
Before we start, this week's episode is brought to you by Board Game Casual. Board Game Casual is on YouTube. You know that, Mark, because we've been looking at the videos for quite a few weeks. Board Game Casual has a YouTube channel that welcomes people to the board game hobby with video reviews, recommendations, unboxing. They have a design series that we've been watching for aspiring game designers such as ourselves, where they are showing aspiring game designers how they are creating, you know, things like cards or custom dice. Cardboard RJ has also been somebody who's been really great about giving us feedback in Discord. They really are embodying what it is they're trying to build with this YouTube channel, where they're giving feedback and showing people that are in the game design space, giving them advice and feedback.
I think the channel is also not just for people that want to design and build games, but is for people who want to play and learn about games and find new games. If you're interested in board games, there's something on the Board Game Casual YouTube channel for you.
I was watching one of RJ's videos about, and he was ranking the top games that he had played that weekend with a group of people. And Mark, I kid you not, I bought two of those games and I reached out to them and I said, don't let anyone ever tell you you don't have reach. Because after watching one of your videos, I bought two games. I bought Wingspan Asia, which is a expansion to Wingspan, but it's also a standalone two-player version of Wingspan, which my wife and I have liked a lot more than the original Wingspan. And then I also bought a game for my classroom called Green Team Wins so that my students can play. So yeah, they are doing lots of different things inside this space. You can check out their videos at Board Game Casual on YouTube. So now, what are we working on?
Dating game. It is a game that my childhood friend Peter, my Ryan equivalent, as I so fondly call him here, is pitched me after listening to the show and was like, hey, this might be a really cool thing to do. The concept of the game is a blend of deck builders, Star Realms, Dominion, the Street Fighter game I have in my house, and tabletop role-playing games that are just storytelling games. You and some friends sit down and tell a story together. So the potential here, or the game idea here is, what if we make a deck builder that has the theme of going on a date? It's a deck builder where we're simulating going on a date, or like that would be the theme that we're serving, right? And then the plan would be to take the fundamental pieces of a deck builder, where you start with your starting deck, you have some way to add cards to your deck, and then over the course of the game, you and your partner play through your deck and build an engine of some sort. In dating game, we would be accruing enthusiasm and attraction. And those would be the metrics that you use to find out the results of the game.
The result of your date?
The result of your date. We're in like the early process, right? So we're just like beginning to aggregate a lot of different pieces. So if you think of there may be an aspect where there are different identities that you would play as. You could play as the person looking for their one true love, their Romeo and Juliet story, hopefully a little less tragic. You could have the person who's just out to make new friends. And then you have a bingo card that kind of equates what win conditions you're looking for. Some of the things that we've talked about deck builders is deck builder is very like information forward. You know what's in your opponent's deck. You know what's in your deck. You know the rate at which you're moving towards your win condition. And dating game is going to have more hidden information. Your attraction and your enthusiasm will be hidden scores.
As they are on a date, right? You're not sitting down at date one going, I am in love with you. Please marry me.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay. You have done a backflip on a first date, though.
I have done a backflip.
I'd like to put that out there.
That may or may not be one of the early prototype cards.
But hidden information.
Hidden information, and the cards that get added to your deck, we're working on a way to have the initial buy. So like when you think about you buy your village in Dominion, your initial buy of a card will also be hidden information. So you have to unlock like more options, and the person will surprise you with what they bring out, right? Like you secretly buy like offer to pay for dessert, and then that has an effect on the game. So it's a deck builder, but we're looking at how we can manipulate it so that there's more hidden information to approximate that anticipation of what may or may not happen.
And one of the avenues that I've been talking about with you is, in my head still, I don't know if this game is cooperative or competitive, because I think that is unknown. Because when you go on that date, especially a first date, you have no idea what the other person's thinking. You have no idea. And to me, that experience in this game, I think, is something that should carry over. Because, Mark, how do most dates go? Most dates don't go the way both people want. That is, like, I've been on a lot of dates and they didn't go, some didn't go the way I wanted, some didn't go the way they wanted, and you don't know that information. And I think making that a part of the game could be really fun. In this game, it's unclear to me yet still, can both people win, or is there an avenue where I, because, you know, I've said it many times, I just want to beat Mark, right? So I want to play this dating game against Mark. For me playing this game, I feel like I'm playing against somebody, but every once in a while, I want to feel like I'm playing with somebody, you know, to have that magical moment that happens, you know, the unicorn.
I think as I pitch and defend the game, one, I'm going to challenge you to let go of that confrontational thinking about a game, because I don't think it has to be that simple. You don't go to your date and walk away being like, haha, I really did win that first date and we're never going to see each other again. It's different, right?
Maybe that's what I was doing wrong. Damn.
So that's challenge one. But you've played games like Pandemic. We've played Gunit. It's a collaborative effort. So you might not get that result that the team is working for, but there's still merit in playing the game. Like, you're not going to, I don't know, are you going to flip the table on Pandemic? Like, I'm not playing this game. Like, I can't win.
I've almost done it during Pandemic.
But like, I think that's one of the things that the design of this game will, one, challenge. Is it cooperative? Is it competitive? I think there could be a design solution where the game is fun, it comes to its natural conclusion, and the bingo card says that, oh, the characters didn't get together this time, but there's still merit in playing. Like, you still had that collaborative exchange.
And the dessert.
And the dessert, which I paid for.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming back, this episode is about feedback, right?
Yeah.
This is a piece of feedback we got about Supermarket Game in Discord. A lot of what I did in our playthrough of Supermarket was just to punish you. It didn't reward me.
Right.
It was just that punishing piece. And I think the comment astutely observed, we want to incentivize things that reward players. And so while, yes, in the real world, the majority of dates don't accomplish the ultimate goal, or at least our perceived ultimate goal, but that might be something where if we want players to enjoy the game and want to play it again, you might have a higher success rate or more ways to win together than you would out in the real world. Because we don't want to just play a game that you're infinitely getting punished for. You know, I do my backflip and I, like, my date walks out on me, like, that sucks.
Well, you've learned a lesson.
Backflip harder.
Yes. We're looking at this as a card game, as a deck builder. What other components do you have in mind or pieces? Going back to Leone, having things that are tactile. And even Ryan talked about this when we were playing Supermarket Game. Like, it'd be great if you could, like, pick up a shopping cart or like a basket and move it.
We've talked about different ways to track enthusiasm and attraction, since they have to be hidden information. So I was envisioning something like, you have your sliding scale, like you have your hidden, like, Scrabble tile, your little, like, tableau where you keep your, maybe tableau is not the right word. You have your tile holder that obscures your results,
right,
or your scores, and then those slide along the way, or you collect them along the way. So that would be a component that might be requisite for the game. We've discussed the early pieces of, like, okay, a date has three parts. You have your meet and greet component, you have your main activity, and you have your end of date activity or goodbye. And so having either scene cards, or you could have a display where here's, like, the activity one deck that you can buy from, here's the activity two deck that you can buy from, here's the activity three buy row that you can buy from. So there would be aspects where you could lay out, if we did go forward with the the location or scenes for the date where you would have a board that you're either buying from or contributing to, or at least tracking the progress of the game.
And at the moment, is this a two-player game? How many dates have you been on with three people?
Zero for me, but I think exploring a world where you want to have 2 to 4 players, you know, it can be a poly-inclusive board game.
What about a double date?
Like, yeah.
Right? A double date is
there
a thing.
There you go. There's another good way of solving for that conceit. So I think there's room for the game to be more than two players. That's definitely a question that I will have to bring back to Peter and the team, whoever's going to be working on the game. Do we want to be designing for just two, or do we want to design for more? I mean, for our purposes, we always play two-player games.
Right.
Star-crossed realms speed dating. You go on multiple dates in the one game.
Oh, I like that.
Now it's a party game.
That's our first expansion.
So that's a dating game in a nutshell.
Where does that put us, though? Because we spent time working on MMA Gauntlet. We spent time working on Supermarket Game. We've play tested both of those games. We've gotten feedback on both of those games. And one of the things, I don't know if it's clear, but I can tell you, Mark has been all in on this game in the background. So where does that put us in terms of process? Are we not doing MMA Gauntlet? Are we not doing the Supermarket Game? Are we for sure doing the dating game?
I mean, I don't think I can say, I don't think that's wholly my decision, right?
Right.
I think what I would posit for going forward would be still go back, make some of the adjustments to Supermarket Game, make some of the adjustments to MMA Gauntlet with the feedback that we've gotten, because the feedback we've gotten was so insightful and supportive of those ideas that I think I feel an amount of obligation to go back and bring some of that feedback and play test at least one more time. But then in parallel, we're moving towards prototyping dating game. I have the software that I use to make the MMA Gauntlet things. I have started making cards for dating game. So I think there's a world where we revise Supermarket Game, we revise MMA Gauntlet, and really try to have a quality game that we could buy into or believe in or feels more complete than the skeletons that we built for our first pass, as we were just kind of testing some ideas and where we wanted to start designing, and then take those more robust games and compare them to what I think will be a robust playtest of dating game, and then see where we feel like things are. But you're right. I am biased. And I think this goes back to when we sat down and started, and our initial learning was build something that you're passionate about. I can't tell you like whether it's the specific conceit of the game. I can't tell you if it's the specific concept of dating game, if it's the component that I have been working on it with, you know, my childhood best friend. But I do feel a level of investment and a level of belief and passion about that particular game in comparison to what we've entertained so far. But I've also put in more time to dating game. And so I think it would be fair to go back and invest to the best of my ability in revising MMA Gauntlet and maybe enlisting some help in using some of the feedback that people gave and build like a robust prototype that we could play.
And I said to you, I wouldn't feel right about, even if Supermarket Game, I don't think there's a way to objectively say that it's a better theme or game or has more potential. I wouldn't want to strong arm you into creating something that you're not as passionate about, because I think if you're working on something that you're passionate about, the result is better.
100%.
And I think we're able to take a lot of the things that we're learning into the dating game.
Absolutely. I don't think any of the time spent on Supermarket Game or MMA Gauntlet is lost or wasted time.
No, I mean, just creating a game and playing it with my wife, gold. Date night.
Dating game.
See what I did?
I will say it's going to take a little bit more time probably for us to get to a point where we have the prototype for dating game. It's going to be longer than our scheduled recording cycle. What are we going to talk about next?
Our Achilles, Mark, in this process is art. Neither one of us are very artistically, music is art, right? You are very musically inclined, but neither one of us have the natural talent to draw, paint, create art for a board game.
Definitely not.
When we set out to do this, we said, we're going to create a podcast. We're going to create a board game. Those were things. We had created a podcast before. We knew how to do that. we had played a lot of board games. We've had a lot of ideas about board games. The last time I took an art class, ninth grade, 25 years ago.
Ooh, seventh grade.
And I cannot to this day draw much beyond stick figures. I posted that picture on Instagram of the shopping cart I drew. I was so excited. It might actually be the best thing I've ever drawn, which is funny because it is so simple. So next week, we're going to talk about art. We're going to, ahead of time for that episode, we're both going to draw some pictures. We're going to post it to Instagram, post it to Discord, just so people get a sense of where we're at as artists. And we want to talk about what we're going to need to do as we move forward to bring art into our project. Whether that is finding somebody to join us, whether that is outsourcing the work. And we've talked before about using AI art, but I think that's a place we don't want to go at this moment.
I think it's worth discussing though. So coming with a sense of like, here's why, here's some of the discourse. This is why we are going to choose to not do that. And we are going to pursue one of these other avenues for that.
So stay tuned. Keep your eyes on Instagram, Discord. We got some pictures coming. Mark is shaking his head. He's not looking forward to putting that out there.
Can I just resubmit my MMA gauntlet, guys?
Counterpuncher. Wow. No, we have to create like a couple of things. We have to say each of us are going to draw a person, right? So something like that. Or each of us are going to draw a triangle.
A hand.
A hand? A hand is like the hardest thing to draw.
Shoot for the moon.
Stick figure hand is what I'm going to put out there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Ah.
They're going to think AI did that.
Brutal.
Shots fired.
The Misplay podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy, JP Savard, Parney, Kyle Flowers, Adjos, Brian. Consider donating at patreon.com/themisplay. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our FAQ in Discord. I have a lot of opinions and feelings. Let's save that for another episode.
On expansions?
Yeah.
Wow. Not a fan?
I don't think so.
Wow. Is it like the same reason you don't like the sequels to movies? Like Matrix 2, did you like it?
I don't know that I watched Matrix 2.
Oh, wow. You have a lot of feelings about expansions and sequels.
Feelings and opinions. Very strong.
Wow. They're remaking Roadhouse. How does that make you feel?
What's Roadhouse?
Oh,
I didn't see the original.
Wow. That's sad.
But like, I'm all about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, so I can be bought.
No idea what you're talking about, but...
Because Jason doesn't play fun games.
I don't believe that's true.
Jason doesn't play fun games by himself.
If I can't beat you in the game, if I can't kill your character, I'm not interested.
That's not true. You played WoW all the time.
But I could kill you.
In WoW?
Okay, but I can establish that I'm more dominant than you, right? If we're on the same team running a dungeon together, it's very clear I'm the alpha warrior.
My stomach just turned a little bit. No alphas in the dating game.
He was just putting a vampire cross up for me.